Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode number 29 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good saying too. Last week we did Holistic Divine, got my cards read by Eileen Doyle, fantastic. And the weeks before that we did Leaky Hole, Funny Hole with Mario Rosenstock, a Spiritual Hole. There's loads of different ones. Anyway, this week we're doing Angry Hole and I found it really hard because nobody is angry. Everybody is miserable or depressed because we're in lockdown number, I don't know what one it is at this stage. But luckily I was working up north the other day in Belfast and I realised everyone, not everyone now, that's a bit accentist, but the accent up north can just sound angry. So if someone is saying, it's a lovely day, how are you? I'm fine, fantastic. It can just sound a bit angry and I said, perfect. So I nabbed Jo Donnelly for an interview about her angry hole. She is a legendary actress up there. And she studied at RADA with me. So she is going to be coming on in a few minutes. But first up, I have some angry messages in here from an Emma. I won't give her a second name because she's very angry. Very angry, actually. But she's from England, Emma. And here's what Emma has to say. I frequently get really angry about BMW drivers. Why are they such pricks? Do they really have to drive up your arse flashing you, giving you zero time to indicate and move over? And what is it about all the undertaking? Prime knobheads. If someone is racing up flashing, it is always a dick in a Beamer. Okay, well, Emma, I actually drive a Beamer. It's not a flashy new one. It's kind of like a van, really, to fit all the kids in it. And I love it. I prefer it to my house. It's actually a studio as well, yeah. So, oh God, I don't think I'm one of those knobbins. But do you know what? If there's knobbins over in your neck of the woods driving Beamers, I won't argue with you. And Emma also has to say, what is it with women in public toilets who hover and piss on the seat? Sit the fuck down. What on earth do you think will happen to you if you do sit down? I don't especially enjoy sitting on your invisible piss. There's a seat. Use it. Love it. Yeah, there's a lot of hovering, a lot of pissing, a lot of, yeah. I suppose fancy toilets have those sheets you put around them so you can sit on them. I don't know what's the best route there. That's one for the girls anyway. I think the lads can stand and do the business. And she's one other message. What's this 50-50 gender balance? As far as I can see, women do the lion's share of the work, especially at home during COVID. And then if a man contributes, we thank him for doing something. Oh my God. Okay, I don't want to really get into that one too hard. Yeah, I suppose I do a lot of the cleaning here. I can't cook though. I can't cook. So sometimes, you know, how many hours of horrible housework equals a lovely meal, you know, and I mean, his meals, you know, it's a big ritual and whatever. But, you know, he is good at it because he cares. I don't really care about that kind of stuff. Anyway, and before we go to my angry Belfast friend, I've one more message in here from, it's not really angry, it's kind of angry, but it's a little bit sad. It's from a lady with a small business and just how frustrated she is during COVID.
Hello, Norma. What has made me so unbelievably freaking angry at the moment is the fact that I opened up my drama school again, made everything COVID safe. I followed all the rules, all the guidelines. I've got really tiny bubbles. I do clean downs in between. All the kids are wearing visors. I've hired an assistant, which I couldn't afford, but I am doing as well, just to make sure that I'm keeping all the measures and ticking every box. I did about 100 risk assessments to hire this church hall, just one after another, after another. A risk assessment for a risk assessment. I went in front of the church council. I managed to open the doors again, start the business again, and now I've been hit with another lockdown here and I'm just back to square one. And now they've said, no, I can't go back in, which is fair enough. Everywhere's locked down. But it just feels like it's all for nothing. And everyone else seems to be getting government help and handouts. But because my business didn't have enough profit, I've got nothing. So if I don't work, I don't get any help. It just feels like a really quite flawed system. Everyone seems to be getting some kind of care package and some grants, and I've gone through everything that I can possibly go through, even down to like trying universal credit. But because Lee's on a good wage, they just assume that we're okay. And it's just really pigging difficult at the moment. And so having made a Herculean effort to get my business back on track and back up and running, I'm now closed down again and the doors have had to shut. So, I'm just angry and disappointed and frustrated and confused. It's just more of, the loss is pretty heavy to bear right now. But I know, like, this too shall pass, and I've got to just probably channel some positive energy from meditation stuff, but I'm just not in the mood right now, and I'm over this whole COVID nightmare.
Oh, I don't know what to say. This too will pass. But actually, I got some advice on how to heal my angry hole the other day from a gay friend of mine, and he just said he, you know, spanks the monkey a lot. And he suggested it to me. I'm not saying I did that because I don't even have a monkey, but I would like to say to the women out there, if you can find 10 minutes on your own, 5 minutes, 12 minutes, I don't know how long it takes, you know, play with some toys, you know, while the kids are at school, maybe get their toys out. No, not that kind of toy. Just, you know, just in case my grandkids listen to this, I'm just saying, have some fun with toys if you really want to relax your angry hole. Give it a lash. Do you know what I mean? Anywho, so next up we have this interview with my Belfast friend, Jo Donnelly. She is a star of stage and screen. And I'll let her do the talking.
So, this week we're doing Angry Hole, and I am here with a friend of mine who trained with me in RADA called Jo Donnelly. She's the Queen of the North, lives in Belfast, mm-hmm. and performs in most screen and stage shows up here. But I felt she would be the best person to speak to about angry holes. How is your angry hole, Jo?
Throbbing.
Throbbing, right. Okay, which one of those would that be your, is that your anger or is it your actual posterior?
No, to be fair, it's where my anger tends to slide down, because I clench a lot when I'm frustrated.
Like a Kegel or just anger all over?
Just anger all over. There's a strength there in those muscles that allow me to contain it somehow. Otherwise, I might just explode.
Right, okay. I do remember you were very light relief for me in the RADA days, because there were some very composed people, and you were probably up there with, I have no filter, and no. You have no fuse.
Yeah.
Would that be right?
That's pretty much spot on.
Well, we survived though.
We did, we got through it.
Yeah. But our holes are a lot angrier now though.
Yes, I mean,
have you any particular angry issue that's getting to you during these COVID times?
I have a few.
You have a few?
I have a few. One in particular would be not just the pandemic, but this time of year. So Halloween, love Halloween, love a fancy dress. Do you know what really makes me clench with anger?
Your angry hole, go on.
It's fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me put this into context.
Yeah.
Norma, right? Yeah. Okay. Now, I don't have children, but I have a poodle and a Yorkshire Terrier.
Okay.
Who are my life?
Okay.
I love them with every bone in my body. So someone needs to explain to me why adults, like grown-ups, like people in their 40s and 50s, 60s, decide on the 16th of October, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into my back garden and I'm going to set off these rockets. Rockets. There was... I have two wee dogs who literally for 2 weeks lived under the bed.
16th of October.
Like, 16th of October.
The only thing is, I hate to break it to you, right, but we're now in November and they're still going off. Like, I heard one while ago. So,
well,
I don't think you should limit it to 2 weeks.
Well, I'm saying 2 weeks because I did call the police the other night after a really big one went off. Now, Marty, my partner, bless him, we were in the kitchen. He hit the floor. He hit the floor. The windows rattled. The dogs howled. They ran up the stairs. There was no reggae music going to chill them out. I'm out in my jammies squealing for all that I am worth because I thought, I swear to God, you would have thought it was a bomb.
See, I live in Dublin, so it's like you're not thinking bomb first thing off.
Yeah.
And you're not really up here now, but would you have still a bit of a bomb radar in the back of your head when...
Well, I think Marty more than me, bless him, you know, because he's in his 50s. But I can run an end to go through the French doors to go, right, I want to see where it came from because I'm going to the house. I'm going to the house right now.
And did you?
Well,
you
it went off, so the bang went, but there was no light. So I had no direction. And because of the way we live, it could have been the street behind us or it could have been the housing estate behind that.
How do you protect the dog? So,
well, you have to get socks and you cut off the toes. Now, the problem is, I've sized... See, this is a massive saga. I've got size 2 feet and Marty's got size 9 feet. So because it's a poodle and a Yorkshire Terrier, my socks are too small and his are too big. So I had to order socks to be delivered to the house of the correct size. I could cut the toes off and fit them around their face.
Is that abuse?
No. So you have to make sure it's not too tight. And because it holds, it's kind of like they're getting a cuddle.
Okay.
And it kind of...
It makes them happy, so...
It makes them happier. Okay. And a wee bit of reggae music.
Because we've only guinea pigs and they were going mental from the fireworks.
Well, to be fair...
So now, dogs must be...
I got really angry, called the police, after this one in particular. But my blood had been boiling over...
Would the dogs shit themselves? Do they? With fear?
To be fair, no. No, that's more Marty. But I...
Marty, by the way, is a wonderful actor, Marty Maguire. He's one of Ireland's best, Northern Ireland's best, England, UK's best legend.
And he's never, ever going to be allowed to listen to this. Yeah, he'll kill me.
And he also, I know for a fact, has never shat himself. Unless he was playing train spotting or something. Was he in train spotting?
No, bless him. I wish he was. But yes, so I called the police about these fireworks. So I said to the policeman, I went, right, this thing has gone off. The windows actually shook. I could see the windows shake with the aftermath. I said, there's no light. I don't know where it came from. Who do I call? Do I call the council? What do I do? Because this is nights and nights of a build-up. Now, to be fair, the angrier I got, the more my accent got broader, right?
You don't have an accent.
But then, so he kind of tried to placate me and he went, right, we're going to send a couple of patrols round.
Right.
I went, right, well, you better. Because otherwise I'm going out there and I'll find them. And he went, no, I will, Miss Donnelly, it's fine. They put down the phone. And an hour later, his colleague called me back and went, now, Miss Donnelly, I want you to know we have sent patrols out. We haven't been able to find the perpetrators over a firework. Now, exactly, could you tell me what you told my colleague? And I went, so I went into the whole saga again. He's hit the floor, the windows are shaking, the dogs are up the stairs. I'm not a bit well, my nerves are shattered. And he went, oh, right, because my colleague has actually written down that they threw rocks at your house.
Oh.
And I went, right, now to be fair, I was angry. My accent might have got broader. It's actually got broader now that I'm talking about it because
so your fireworks sounded like rocks or cock farts.
Well, I must have said fire rockets or something rockets. In my temper. So then he thought I'd said rocks. So this colleague called me going, I need to specify, have they come round and smash every window in your house? I was going, no, it was a fire.
It was a rocket firework. Little bit loud, yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of went.
Should God love us.
Right. So, I mean, we didn't really.
Did they just tell you to shut up and go put on some music?
Aye.
What did you put on?
Reggae.
Oh, yes.
It's the only thing that calms him down. A bit of Bob Marley, and I swear to God, Mabel just lies there and goes, yeah, okay, I'm cool, I've got a sock on my head. And Herbie's in my jumper.
How are ye finding it as two artists? Are we any anger management issues?
My biggest issue... This is my... I'm so angry. I'm not really angry. I'm lovely.
You are lovely.
But I'm frustrated.
Yeah, you're... Yeah.
That I don't know how to use a computer.
Right, so... Okay. So you're not all over the...
So I'm not all over the...
The ins and outs of...
Twiddly twit twat or the Insta or, you know...
What about all the arts grants and the support that's out there?
Well,
have you access to all that?
Because we have no laptop in the house. Like, we don't have a computer in the house.
Okay, so phones.
We have phones. Yeah. That's it. We did not know about all of this. So we are two artists who... I had work booked. I was double gigging twice. I had four stage shows. They were lined up. I was good to go. It was going to be one of my most kind of successful financial years. Marty booked. He had a good 8 months or something. So we were kind of going, we're flying.
Yeah.
This year's setting us up for the next two.
Yeah.
And we lost everything.
I think that's the biggest problem with artists, because I've met singers down in Dublin who are at the top of their game. Like, one woman represented Ireland at the Eurovision, another woman was part of the Woman's Heart thing. But just because sometimes artists were not finance savvy, were not tech savvy, as you say, so we're not ahead of all the ups and downs and the supports and the grants and the ways of wheeling and dealing. We're stupidly just pouring our creative juices in the hope that... And it's tough. I wish we were trained up to be ruthless.
I went through... When this all started, we were our first day in rehearsals, and we got home that night and went, right, that's it, done.
Oh,
you're shut down.
What was it you were rehearsing for?
And we were doing 1984. So it's love, 1984. In a pandemic. But and Marty and I were both in it, so we were going to be working together. And then my frustration is, I don't mean this to come across wrong, but Marty and I spend every God-given moment, like, the most of it. If we can, we just work.
Work.
Yeah. We just work. I didn't have time to go and do a computer class when I was 18, because I was too busy working to save money to go to drama school.
And when we trained at drama school, there was no business class. There was no tech class. They didn't even teach us voiceovers, which is how I survived.
Yeah.
They barely taught us screen work.
Hang on.
It was all about float around and be a fairy. Like,
here's a bit of material, lie in a corner, try and get over your hangover from the night before.
I loved the 3 years there.
Yes.
But I do think there should have been a business nugget to it to make us realise that we were a business and we needed to be...
I came out of it going... It was almost like for a year, just I don't know how to live life. Because everything had changed. When we were in that institution...
Protected.
Up in the morning.
Yeah.
And you just...
12 hours a day. Go, go, go.
Act,
performing,
act,
rehearsing.
Read script. Rehearse.
Yeah.
Hug.
So I wouldn't change any of it. I adored the ups and downs of the whole thing.
Aye.
But definitely, and I had done business before I went to RADA, and I only realised years later how it would stand to me.
I was a stitcher.
What's a stitcher?
A stitcher in a factory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that could still stand to you. Do you know, we do need clothes.
Not anymore.
You're a great bar woman.
I'm a good bar woman, but sure, they're all shut.
They are. But you know what?
I'd be thinner if I was a bar woman. Sure, you're never off your feet.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
My dad always says, though, there's a job for everyone if you look hard enough. That's his theory. And I do think, obviously, 2020 goes out the window for that.
Yeah.
But someone like you and Marty, you're grafters, and it would all come around again. And you already have people throwing work at you.
We are getting by. So work has arrived that we weren't expecting and we wouldn't have been free for.
Okay.
And it's a wee day here and there.
But I do believe you need to get everything you deserve. If there's stuff there to keep you going, you need to have someone watching out for you to make sure that the support is there for the grafters and not just the people sitting on there holding nothing.
Well, to be fair, now we have.
Great.
Because we didn't know, and when we realised that we had lost out on so much help that was available.
I know lots of people like that. Relatives, friends, neighbours, who didn't know. Do you have any Boris anger or any Trump anger or any... Or are you just...
Look, do you know what it is?
There's nothing you can do to change
there's
that.
There's nothing we can do. If Trump gets another 4 years, my two stepsons live in LA. And the eldest one, Dylan, he works frontline in LA. He's had COVID. He's recovered from it, thank God. He's back and working the front line, working with the homeless and with people with mental issues and addiction issues. He's incredible. But he had to get his head around it, and he went, do you know what it is? If Trump gets another 4 years, it's only that 4 years. We have survived this 4 years.
Right.
There'll be the people who are sensible will continue to try and make this work, even if he's in power.
He might be dead after the next four, sure.
Jesus, fingers crossed.
And how about Brexit and it is what it is.
Nobody vilify me. Yeah. I still don't fucking understand it.
Yeah.
I don't. I tried. I watched the news. I did the, oh right, is this what this means? Now my sister's quite savvy about it. But see, if it comes on the TV and if I had heard Brexit one more time, I was just going to throw myself out.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was on a talk show one night, a political talk show. Don't stop laughing, you bitch. But I was on about the Educate Together in the schools and getting rid of the baptism barrier to get into schools.
Oh,
so I was a spokesperson for these non-denominational schools.
Brilliant.
Lastminute.com, they changed the chat of the night to Brexit and some 20 billion fund for rural urban divides and all this. And I was going, no. So we were meant to be 80% of the show. We ended up being about 8% of the show in the end. I sat there with the trots, looking right and left. Oh, it was horrific. And every time they'd ask me, so what do you think of that? And there was this lovely fella next to me with Sinn Féin. He was really nice.
Oh.
And I just kept going, well, he's making a lot of sense. I think what he said about the stuff is good. There was stuff on Twitter after going, why was that funny-headed weirdo sitting on the political debate? So any other angry holes before I let you go?
Hold on. What have we done?
Any bodily ones? Your
computer. Well, no, because that's, my body's a bit of a mess at the minute anyway.
Yeah, we're all...
Well, actually, hold on a wee minute. I do have an issue. Right, okay. So, I don't, this is personal. So I had a hysterectomy.
This one mightn't make the cut.
Had a full hysterectomy, which is fine. And I thought, right, so I've done a lot of the recovery. And I went, so I'll go and I need, you know, because we can't do much else, but I can go back to my trainer, socially distance, just work out in the back garden.
And how long ago did you get the hysterectomy?
10th of August.
So that was September. So 3 months nearly. Yeah.
So I called him and I went, right, cool. So he came up to the house and he comes from Larne and he's a lovely young fella and we're sitting out in the back garden socially distanced. And he said, I can't train you. And I went, well, why? Because I thought, yeah, I'm nice. I'm actually quite funny. So I don't know what your problem is. I got a little bit defensive because I was late with the HRT. He says, well, you're going to have to go into postnatal training.
But you haven't had a baby.
I'm sorry, what now? Because, you know, if you get opened up and there's a beautiful bundle of joy at the end of it, then, you know, that's cool. But I got this done just so I could lead, you know, a normal life. Postnatal?
You're shitting me.
Postnatal training.
So are you sure they didn't just find a baby in there?
Well, there was something the size of one, but it wasn't the joy at the end.
What was it? Ugh, it was gunk.
Fucking fibroids.
And he turned around and said, you need postnatal physio.
Postnatal.
So you can't go do your step aerobics or your body pump. You have to go
All I wanted to do was a bit of Pilates and maybe some squats, you know, because they are sphincter at the beginning of this pantomime. And it needs lifted a bit. You know, a wee bit, and it's good for the head to do a wee bit. Because I'm not one of these people who can go into a room and stick on the yoga and stretch myself into a pretzel on my own.
No, I need motivation.
I need somebody going.
Do it.
Stretch it.
Or I'll bait you.
Lift that.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
I'm the same.
See,
we need an audience.
What?
Even if it's only an audience of one.
We're
not motivated on our own.
We're shit.
Yeah, shit. If there was a camera on you, you'd move.
Well, to be fair, nobody wants to see the size of my arse in a camera at the minute.
So you were getting postnatal physio. Sorry for laughing.
I know, but...
Without the natal.
I was just kind of going...
Okay, you can be... I'm laughing, but you could be angry about that. Yeah, that's angry at being a woman and having to deal with the womanly stuff. No matter what.
To be fair, and I'm not even angry about the last kid at waistbands for the next year.
Oh, sure, listen, I don't have anything else.
I'm just going, I'm comfortable. I don't care.
I wonder, are there people still buying waistbands that have buttons and zips?
Ach.
Imagine.
I dare say it's people we wouldn't like, Norma.
What kind of a bra do you want now today?
Oh, sports bra.
Yeah, me too.
Well, to be fair, these are G's.
Oh, you've always said big bazookas.
I need the zip up the front full on.
Do you? You do. Oh, so if you wore a pumper booster upper, you'd give someone a black eye.
Well, I can't see my feet at the best of times. Right. If I put that on, my chin would just rest on it. Anything I ate would just be on my personal shelf.
Okay, right. Well, you've got rid of my angry hole, so thank you very much. I was so... Do you know what? I held off for so long making the episode for this week, so thank you for helping me with it, because I had two all crying days last weekend.
Oh, darling.
And it wasn't even... I was going, you're angry? No. Anyone I spoke to, I said, are you angry about anything? They said, no, I'm depressed. Yeah. So people are now miserable and depressed. It's moved on. But I think I'll come around again. I think angry is healthier than miserable and depressed.
It's getting out.
Because at least angry, you're venting it, mm-hmm. and you possibly are going to do something about it.
But it kind of feels cleansing almost.
Cleansing.
It's like going out into your back and howling at the moon.
Totally. Can you already see a difference with getting it out, getting the hysterectomy?
Completely.
Okay.
So
you'd recommend it?
Like straight after when I got home,
yeah.
once I came off the morphine, which was hilarious.
Never agreed with me. Morphine agreed with you?
Oh, here.
I was nauseous.
I had the best 4 days of my life. Okay. Can't remember much about them, but I wasn't really in any pain.
Put that in your signing out of life thing. I'll have morphine for the last few weeks.
I will, yes.
Yeah.
That was great crack.
Great.
In my own head. Like,
do you have any spare? I have a few, I don't know, I think it's Xanax I robbed from my mother's drawer a few years ago. Would they go out of date?
I think so, but I don't know how long
it takes. I might have to tuck into a few of them if this COVID goes on much longer.
A wee diazepam, I tell you what, would calm me down rightly.
Diazepam, I've heard that, like, blows your brain completely.
Well, no.
Very addictive. Okay.
But Beryl, my mother, in the 70s it used to be Valium 5, so my mother was never really a drinker, and something had happened to her and they gave her a Valium 5 and she went out to the golf club with my daddy, because that's what you did in the 70s, and she was all dressed up to the nines and she had a glass of Coke, but the glass of Coke affected, rather than alcohol, affected the Valium 5.
Told you, it would go quicker.
Jeez, my daddy went out to do something, came back in, she was on the table flapping her skirt.
Oh my God.
And my mother's not that woman, but she was off her napper. Like,
off her napper.
Completely. So
it was the Coca-Cola,
mixed
with the Valium.
No, this was the 70s.
I don't care. There's a lovely fell on a motorbike after pulling in here.
Oh.
Oh God, he's got a lovely bottom. I mean, bottom to his bike.
Oh, there we are, we're grand. But
yeah,
so
that's so good. That's like, just keep that in mind. A bit of Coca-Cola.
I don't know if it would be the same ingredients.
No, Coca-Cola apparently had a bit of Coke in it back in the day. Now, don't quote me on that. That it was the original secret ingredient to Coca-Cola was a small pinch of Coke. Oh.
See, okay. It might have been that. But a wee diazepam. Now, I got the diazepam.
Like, why a full diazepam or a half diazepam?
Oh, no, I had a full diazepam, I think.
After your hysterectomy?
No, I was still on the morphine then. This was when I was going to the dentist. And the dentist, because I was going to get, like, a wee bridge and stuff, and there was a lot of work, and I was nearby myself.
It's another hole.
And he went, right here, I'll give you this prescription for a diazepam, and that will calm you down so you're able to come in and we can do your work. And I went, oh, that's lovely, no problem.
Are you a freak with dentist's work?
Yeah.
Yeah, bit. Okay.
So, have my diazepam. I was tripping. Tripping. I am susceptible to anything. Any kind of, like, a whiff of night nurse and I'm going to be unconscious for 24 hours. I took the diazepam. I couldn't make it up the steps at the front of the dentist.
Oh,
it was,
God.
Like, you know, like Mr. Softy, you know, when nothing really, and I'm in my head, I had the words, but my mouth couldn't keep up with what speed of what my thought was.
Oh my God.
It was beautiful.
That was beautiful. And yeah, and like, we're too old for that. So that's the only place you can get your drug high now. But apparently most of the world is on something. All I'm on at the moment is an old vitamin C and a probiotic. Like, that's pathetic.
Yeah, to be fair, I have a smoothie in the morning. That's as exciting as I get.
Well, it's been lovely just to meet you, Joe, and to talk to you.
Thank you for having me,
my
darling.
You've definitely cheered up my angry hole. It's absolutely fizzing.
I feel better for getting it all. I've unclenched.
Unclench. Therapy, it's called.
Brilliant. So that's a tonic for any angry hole. Thanks to Joe for cheering me up. Made my day. If you enjoyed the episode, tell your friends. share, like, subscribe, follow. Heal Your Whole with Norma Sheehan is the Facebook page, or Instagram Norma Sheehan Actor, Twitter Norma Sheehan. But just share the love, share the podcast. And next week, we're waiting to hear back on the Trump result in the next few hours. So this will be live before that's out. So I am quite nervous here. So next week we might do Trump's hole or Trump's rump, or I'm going to speak to someone in America because I don't understand why he's in the running, why he's possibly going to win this. Maybe not. It looks fairly neck and neck at the moment. I just don't want to comment on it until we know the result. But till next week, mind yourselves. Fuck's sake.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.